This is my newest dream song, and it was dreamed about 9 p.m. on the 7th to 5th of 2017. That's the day after the 4th of July. I am titling it, Do Not Write a Song About Angels. While the lyrics have very much stayed the same, I have changed the title a few times. The first title was Song for Yahuwah Tsavaoth. Yahuwah Tsavaoth means Jehovah is Lord of Hosts. Yeshua, Messiah, means Jesus is the Anointed One. Then I changed the title to Jehovah Lord of Hosts and Jesus the Anointed One. Finally, I decided to entitle the song Do Not Write a Song About Angels. The gist of the song was how we are not to worship or fixate on angels and by so doing steal the honor and worship due Jehovah and Jesus. After the song, I will share more details about the song.
I dreamed that I was talking with angels. Around me was a greenhouse garden. Inside a glass cathedral with finely crafted pews and bubbling misty pools. I stood by an outer easel that held music staff parchment. Longing for a song from heaven, hoping for a song from God. All the birds stopped their singing, and the buzz of insects died. Angelic voices echoed around me, saying words I did not know. I knew that they were angels. They would not tell me their song, nor would they speak their names. I asked, is this a song about angels? That's when the angel appeared. His robe changed into a striped prison shirt. That's when he talked with me. Do not write a song about angels. Do not write a song about us. Do you want us all to wear black and white prison striped robes? Do you want us to weep in the darkness of the Tartarus catacombs? Do not write a song about angels. Do not write a song about us. Please do not steal the glory from Yahuwah Tsavaoth. Do not write a song about angels. Do not write a song about us. Yahuwah Tsavaoth is brighter than any angel. His holy radiance surpasses all the heavenly host. Yahuwah Tsavaoth outshines all that he has created. Do not write a song about angels. Do not write a song about us. Only worship Yahuwah Tsavaoth, for he is the Lord of hosts. Only worship Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Anointed One. Do not write a song about angels. Do not write a song about us. Please do not steal the glory from Yahuwah Tsavaoth. Please do not steal the glory from Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus the Anointed One.
Thank you for listening to my song. I will now share more detail about the dream. I rarely get a dream song this early. The wee hours of the morning or just before I arise for the day is most common. I was awakened by the local 9 p.m. siren, so I went to my computer and worked out the words and tune. I just had the memory of the dream and some of the words I heard the dream angels speak, but the rest of the words came as I wrote at the computer. Here is the fourth draft of the audio. It will take a few weeks before the song gets smooth, but now it sounds pretty fair, if I say so myself. The pews were not set up as in a traditional church. The pews circled the area where the easel stood. The easel had sheets of old ivory-colored paper that were lined with musical staff lines. And the paper was kind of rough like a scroll, not smooth like the typing and copying paper that we usually use. The pews and walls were covered with green vines and many vibrant flowers. A cool mist arose from several small pools in stone or marble basins. The floral displays were so thick in the cathedral that it was hard to walk around, even around the pews and pools. Until the angels began to sing, I heard the drone of insects and the calls of various birds that were also in the cathedral, either just hanging around or looking in the flowers for pollen. As a friend mentioned when commenting on one of my posts, even though the punishment of the watchers happened long ago, the memory of it seems fresh to them. The angels. Many of them seem not eager to be submitted to temptations from human adoration or worship. I was much thinner than I am in real life and dressed like a monk in dark brown robes. When the angel changed into the vertical black and white prison striped robes, I mentally changed that article of clothing into a white robe with lines and symbols of music, like found on the parchment on the easel in the dream. When I made the change in my mind, the effect was temporarily changed onto the angel's robe, but he changed it back. Then he began to explain about the necessity not to steal the glory from the Lord of Hosts and Jesus the Anointed One. I used some of the phrases to make the lyrics for the song. For example, the angel did not sing any of the lyrics that I have, but he spoke, and then I just, when I was making the song, instead of repeating the words that he said, I changed them or vocalized them as a song. Well, thank you for allowing me to share Don't Write a Song About Angels, and if it's day, have a great day. If it's night, have a good night. Thank you. This is Wayne O'Connor. Please visit me again at wayneoconnor.com. Or visit me at my author site on Facebook.